SFFEL listeners, and welcome to Backlist to the Future, our bi-weekly installment of recommendations from the deep and sometimes dusty corners of science fiction and fantasy, because one show every 2 weeks is just not enough to cover all the books we want to talk about. I'm Jen Northington, recording on January 26th, and today I am giving more recommendations. We've got 2 listener questions, plus some feedback from an earlier asker. And if you would like to send in a question, you should do that. You can, you know, tell us what you like, what you're looking for more of, maybe what you don't like so much. Send that to sffyeah@bookriot.com. And we might answer it on air. I'm not making any promises. I have no idea how many requests we'll get, but, you know, I'm having a good time. So we'll do it for as long as makes sense. Let's see. Oh, and actually, this could be fun. If you're doing the Read Harder Challenge, you can ask for SFF Rex for that if it seems appropriate. And if you didn't already know, this year is the 10th year of the Read Harder Challenge. It's 24 tasks to expand your reading horizons and diversify your TBRs. And we have a Read Harder newsletter that also includes a paid level with more recommendations, community features. And it's a nice corner of the internet. So you can get all those details at bookriot.com/readharder. Again, bookriot.com/readharder. All right, let's hear from a sponsor and then we will get into the listener Rex.
Today's episode is brought to you by W.W. Norton & Company Incorporated. So, Negative Space by Gillian Linden follows a week in the life of an English teacher at a New York private school. At home, her children ask constant questions about mortality, and her husband offers occasional counsel between Zoom calls. At school, something happens. She accidentally witnesses an ambiguous, possibly inappropriate interaction between a teacher and a student, but how can she be sure of what she saw? Negative Space is a portrait of a woman caught between the pressures of what's normal and what isn't, and examines what we owe the people who depend on us in a fractured and indifferent world. It's a debut novel and a short novel. It's perfect if you want something quick and easy to carry around, but it's also thought-provoking. It takes place during the pandemic, but it's not pandemic-focused, and it really just looks at everyday anxieties in low-threat situations that have high consequences. So make sure to check out Negative Space by Gillian Linden. And thanks again to W.W. Norton & Company Incorporated for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Unchipped, the most epic dystopian science fiction adventure series that you've probably never heard of. And bonus points because it's Finnish. And when's the last time you read a Finnish dystopian science fiction novel? Right. Okay. So in this one, humanity is destroying itself as the cities burn, which sounds kind of familiar. It is the time of the great affliction. In this terrible world, a new hope arises. The Happiness Program, which is the creation of Finnish pharmaceutical genius Dr. Lara Solomon. With happiness, pills, mind mapping, and microchips, Dr. Solomon intends to build a new world for the worthy few. Which sounds like a perfect plan and nothing could go wrong, right? Right. So this is a raw but fun dystopian sci-fi adventure with an unusual premise describing what happens when technology rules humanity. Either you're chipped living inside the AR society or you're left outside to barely survive. Make sure to check out Unchipped by Taya DeVere. And thanks again to Unchipped, the most epic dystopian science fiction adventure series that you probably never heard of, for sponsoring this episode.
So, let's see. Oh, we have feedback from Tanel, who was the one who asked about campy, cute pop culture sci-fi like John Scalzi. And Tanel says, I read Hench when it first came out and absolutely loved it, but I haven't had a chance to recommend. I haven't had a chance to read the other two yet, so I'll put them on my list. I thought of a great rec for Sarah that you didn't mention. Serpent and the Wings of Night by Carissa Broadbent. It's a duology, slow burn romanticy with vampires, and Broadbent plans to expand the world and have 3 interconnected duologies with novellas in between them. Great world building, and it might be one that she's looking for. Tanel, thank you so much for both the recommendations and the cat pictures. So good. Love a cat picture. And when you have a double cats in the picture, that's great. All right, so today we are answering 2 new questions because I felt like it. Our first question is from Val, who says, "The Murderbot Diaries are some of my favorite books of all time. I love the high-octane action combined with found family all in a small package. I have tried other high-action sci-fi, such as Nine Fox Gambit, but found them either too long or too dense. I have tried shorter fun action sci-fi, like You Sexy Thing and Station Eternity, but something about these also just didn't quite click for me. I have Valerie Valdez on my radar due to your recommendation, and I'm picking up her work soon. I would like something shorter and punchy that is a fun, high-action sci-fi. Bonus if it's written by a BIPOC LGBT plus author or if there is a fourth wall breaking element." Such an interesting question to think about, Val. I especially like how you honed in on that fourth wall breaking element. And I think I know what you mean. It's hard to replicate the tone of Murderbot. It's a really fine balance that Wells has established there with action and character. And pacing. And so I can see how the ones you mentioned might not have quite done it. My first thought for you, which you maybe have already read, but just in case, This Is How You Lose the Time War by Max Gladstone and Amal El-Motar. It is a novella length, I believe. It's under 200 pages for sure. And it does break some walls down. The structure is fascinating. And it is sort of an amazing mind-bendy situation. I don't want to say too much. I think that book is best if you go in sort of not knowing anything about what's happening. But I think you could dig it. It is more elaborate writing than you see in Murderbot, but I feel like the vibes could be correct. And then I thought of Charles Yu's short story collection, Sorry, Please, Thank You. He just sort of demolishes all kinds of walls in these short stories. There's like metafiction and fourth wall breaking going all over the place. And they do have that sort of wry, dry sense of humor in a lot of cases that I think the Murderbot books have, sort of offhandedly saying things that are, you know, sort of misanthropic, but also super relatable. Like, there's a lot of that, I feel like, in Sorry, Please, Thank You. And I thought maybe short stories would help. You know, they're obviously much shorter than novellas, but they do sort of pack a bigger punch in a smaller package. So again, that's Sorry, Please, Thank You, which is a short story collection by Charles Yu. And then last but not least, I mean, we talk about P.J. Clark all the time on this show, and that's fantasy. It's not sci-fi. But if you're willing to give a different genre a whirl, I do think those could work for you. I'm not 100% positive, but it might be worth a try. So, yeah, those are my recommendations for short and punchy high action reads. So let me know how we did if you read any of those. And then question two is from Alishka, who says, "I would love some badass women or queer people doing cool things in space, preferably something very character driven with an interesting world building. Is there something where Gideon the Ninth meets Kiva Lagos of Skulzi's collapsing empire?" Well, now, Alishka, I'm never going to stop thinking about how do you get Gideon the Ninth meets Kiva Lagos in a book. Like, that's a great question. I think I have some stuff that comes close. First is Big Ship at the Edge of the Universe by Alex White. This is just a romp. It's a straight up romp. It has some of that sort of pop culture feel to it. It's got a treasure hunter. It's got a like a Formula One, but in space racer character. It's a lot of queerness. It's some really interesting world building because there's tech and tech magic, which is really fun. I just like devoured this book and I loved all the characters and I feel like it is in your alley. It's the first in a series. I haven't read the rest of the series yet, but seriously fun. Seriously, seriously fun stuff. So yeah, Big Ship at the Edge of the Universe is my first pick for you. And then Genesis of Misery by Neon Yang. I feel like you have to have read this because it feels so in your wheelhouse. But if you haven't, this book is bananas in the same way that the Gideon the Ninth series is. Like, you're like, what on earth is happening with this world building? And it has some of like the kind of like verging on body horror moments. There's some really messed up, complicated emotional relationships, much like in Gideon, and it is action-packed, and it does involve space. So I think if you have not read Genesis of Misery yet, like, you must get on that. You will love it. And then Neon Yang is just great. Like, read all of Neon Yang while you're at it. And then last but not least, I thought Cameron Hurley might work for you. The Stars Are Legion, for example, has some of the like weird world building squick that Gideon has, but also has some Elliot de Bedard style organic technology and lots of action. And you mentioned de Bedard as one of an author that you've read and enjoyed. So yeah, Stars Are Legion by Cameron Hurley might be an interesting one for you. And then if you like that, Cameron Hurley has written a bunch of other books. So that would be my next step for you. So there you have it, a bunch of recommendations for our listeners. Thank you so much for listening and for sending in your questions. This is super fun for me. So yeah, keep them coming. All right, and SFF Yeah is sound edited by Caitlin Brame. Many thanks to her for making us sound great each and every episode. Thank you all for listening. You can email us, as I said at the top of the show, sffyeah@bookriot.com. You can review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. It helps other people to find the show. And in between shows, you can find me on Litsy, Litsy, as Jen IRL. I'm also on Tumblr as Jen IRL. And then I am, you know, a couple other places lurking, but that's really where I'm posting these days. And I'll talk to you next time.